my mother telling me about the first car they had.
Oh, it's...
What do you remember about...
Well, my father bought a Ford in 1950. A Ford touring car with a brass radiator.
Oh.
In 1950. And I remember the first car that ever came to Bob.
The first car?
Yes, sir. Mr. Leroy had it. It was real. And when we heard that he had bought a car, everybody went to town to see the car. And he was a character. But he was generous. And he said that he was going to see that every person that lived in that town got to ride in the car.
Really?
As quick as they could. So they took it street by street.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And Sally Smith's father was his son. And he's the one that was taught to drive. So he had to go around and carry everybody to drive.
It was probably done.
And Mr. Leroy was the same one that put up the picture show. And he also erected the first light plant in Bonneville.
He must have been the innovator of the
town. He was a character. And his wife's one at the hotel.
So he had the show and the...
And the light plant, which sat right there where the woman's clubhouse in there.
Yes. Was that a generator type thing or just something?
Oh, yeah. And they only ran it, you know, from dark until, say, 11 o'clock. Then your lights went off.
And then you just didn't have any more.
Same in writing.
A light, and you called it the light plant.
Yes. Called it the light plant.
Then I guess later on, when the power companies developed and all that, in other words, it was always local.
Yes, locally owned. Until
it
got... towns.
Well, was there some kind of city government or?
Oh, sure.
Just always, you had the mayor and.
And Johnny McMillan was first mayor, Bonto.
Really?
You want to know who was first mayor of Wadley? Yes.
First mayor of Wadley?
Yes.
Mr. Don?
Bill Don.
Bill Don. Well, I've always heard that he founded the town. I didn't know. That just
was
meant he built his house there, or put a business there, or put a mill, he said.
Mr. Dunlap? No, his mill was out in the country. He may have had a sawmill here, but I can't place it.
No, I just always heard that he founded the town.
Yes,
as
far as I know, that's correct.
I don't know how he exactly found one. Do you just
incorporate? But now, Bethany was a thriving town, a thriving community. Both of them were just little farm communities. But Bethany was a thriving community years before anyone ever lived in Wadley.
Would the railroad have brought them down from Bethany to Wadley? You know, more or less, if Bethany was more kind of bigger place than Wadley, was the reason they came down to Wadley because of the railroad, you think?
Or? Well, yes, I think so.
That seemed logical.
Yeah. Well, now, Wadley, according to Mr. McCrone's letter to the city council, Wadley, he said in his first recollection, was a mosquito raising flat.
I doubt it. I never heard that one.
Well, it's in the minutes.
Is it really?
And they were so amused by his letter. And the McCrones were all born and bred at it, Bethany. And they had quite a famous school, the Bethany Collegiate Institute.
My goodness, I've never heard of that one.
Oh, you don't?
No, if I have, I have just gone from my mind.
We'll run out there one day.